Hello, children. It's another great day that God has blessed us with, and we have another lesson up ahead of us. Today's lesson is going to be about the tabernacle. The tabernacle in the Old Testament and the tabernacle in the New Testament. Now, what is tabernacle? And if we read Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, it says, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst." So God wants to have a place where he can live. And in the Old Testament, they were not able to build a temple like they did in Israel or like Solomon built. So they built a tabernacle. And this tabernacle was made out of lots of good and expensive things like gold and silver, bronze. They used fabrics of different colors, blue, red, purple. They also used different types of skins, the skins of goats and rams. They used a very specific and special wood. It's called acacia wood. And this wood gets harder the older it gets. They also had spices and oils to make the tabernacle smell good. This tabernacle was a very big tent, if we would like to imagine it in that way. But it was still a very beautifully built and beautifully crafted. A lot of people worked on it that were gifted from God to make it look perfect. This was the very first church that was built in the Old Testament, where God himself lived in. There were three parts to this tabernacle. One, there was an outer courtyard where they had the altar to do the offerings on, and then they had a pool where the priests would wash. Then there was the holy place, which is the first entrance into the tent itself. And in this holy place, the first chamber of the tent, they had an altar for incense. They had this candle piece to light up, and they also had a table for the breads. And then they had the holies of the holies. This place, the high priest entered only once a year, and it was only one person that entered into the holy of holies. It was a very interesting process for the priest to enter into this chamber. He had to go through a very intensive ritual. Just because God was dwelling in there, nothing unclean could enter into the Holy of Holies. So when God gave Moses the instructions of how to enter the Holies of Holies, Moses had to make sure Aaron, who was the high priest, that he would do these instructions, every single word of them, perfectly. He would have to wash his body. He would have to clothe in a specific clothes that were designed for that specific day that he enters into the Holy of Holies. They would have bells on his waist that would indicate that he is still moving. And then they would attach a rope to him, just in case Aaron does something wrong, they'd be able to pull him out of there. So, because God is such a holy God, nothing unclean or sinful can be in his presence. And this is why it is such an importance to be holy before God. I'm pretty sure you guys remember how the tabernacle looked from your picture Bibles or your Sunday school lessons. And that is the tabernacle that we can visibly see and imagine. Now, what does the Bible tell us about a tabernacle in the New Testament? Or, as we would say, the temple. What is the temple of God in the New Testament? Let's go ahead and open up to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verses 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. So from here we see that the temple of God is now our bodies, and we are to glorify God in our bodies by keeping it clean and holy for Him. Now this becomes a problem to explain, right? Because it is totally invisible. You can't see the inside of you, right? You can't show anybody a picture of the Holy Spirit. You can't see the tabernacle inside you. Now, how do you explain this that every Christian has, yet completely it is invisible? Not only that it's invisible, the concept doesn't even affect any of our five senses. It's not like you can taste or smell or touch the Spirit. It all happens inside of us. Now, I'm gonna use maybe a little weird example, but I'm more than sure that you boys and girls will understand it very well. I'm sure all of you know superheroes, right? I'm sure you know somebody like Superman or Iron Man, or maybe even the Green Lantern. These are the superheroes that have special powers. It's interesting how every story of a superhero shows them as normal people that live their lives every day with no special powers. In fact, the only thing that makes them special is the access they have to special power. For instance, without the ring, the Green Lantern isn't so special. Without the suit, the Iron Man doesn't even exist. He's a very weak person. And that's what the stories will show. Well, in the same sense, it is true about us Christians. We're average. We're probably even below average, just a bunch of no good sinners. But the God that rescued us through salvation and gives us His supernatural power, God gives us the Holy Spirit who lives inside us. In a very real sense, we go from just an average Joe to something amazing, like a superhero. We go from simply being human to being injected with the Holy Spirit, the most powerful force there is. And it is not powerful because we happen to have it, but it is powerful because it is in us. Not us, but the Holy Spirit that has all the power. Just like superhero has access to special power, we have access to special power as well. So how do you access this special power? If in the Old Testament they had to build the temple, we today have our bodies that represent the temple. If in the Old Testament they had to make sure they clean themselves and they clean everything that they were and they present themselves holy before God, that concept works for us today as well. In order for us to be temple of God, we have to keep ourselves clean. And we have to always be holy before God. I assure you, it is definitely impossible to always be holy before God. If we were able to do that, we wouldn't be in need of Jesus, right? But being holy before God is something that every Christian should definitely press on and work hard to do. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. Not only that, but He will also purify us from all unrighteousness. If there is sin present in our life, we are not holy before God. And the Holy Spirit cannot live in us. But if we confess our sins, God cleanses and purifies us, and the Holy Spirit can once again live in us. We shouldn't be ashamed of repenting of our sins or confessing our sins. I mean, if your room was dirty, do you feel guilty for cleaning it up? Well, if you have sin in your life, you shouldn't feel guilty of confessing it. Especially if you're not the one who has to clean it up. If you confess your sins, God is the one who cleans them up and makes you pure again. So how about we come before God with a prayer and ask Him to clean us and to purify us so that He Himself can live in us and be glorified through our bodies. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are once again thankful for this beautiful day. We are thankful that You have kept us in Your hands till this day, that You have provided everything that we need. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that we have Your Word, that we can read it, study it, and that we can share it. And Father, as today we were learning about the tabernacle from the Old Testament, we are thankful that You give us an explanation of a new tabernacle in the New Testament. We're so thankful that we don't need to give sacrifices of animals anymore. Jesus Christ has become the ultimate sacrifice, and now if we believe in Him, He cleanses of our sins. Father, thank You so much that through the Holy Spirit, we're able to become temple for You to live in. We do sometimes a very bad job maintaining it clean, but Lord, we are always humble before You, and we ask You to please forgive us of our sins, and cleanse us. And if we happen to get dirty again, Lord, I pray that You please give us the spirit of conviction so that we can once again come before You and ask You for You to clean us. Help us to remain holy before You, God, for You are holy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now a few questions for discussion. Question number one. In the Bible, we see tabernacle that was built by Moses and the Israelites. Today, what is considered a tabernacle for Christians? Or what is our temple today? Question number two. In the Old Testament, they had to clean the tabernacle and keep it neat. They had to make sacrifices in order to purify and make themselves holy before God. God is still the one who cleanses the sins, but what do we have to do in order for God to cleanse us? Question number three. If we're the temple of the Holy Spirit and God lives in us, what happens when we sin? Question number four. If we do end up sinning, what is the next step that we have to take in order for God to cleanse us once again? And question number five, how often do we have access to the superpower, the Holy Spirit? Thank you guys, and I hope you have a really good discussion in your families. Have a blessed day.